Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. As history would have it, statistically, the Patriots perform better in the second half of the season as opposed to the first. And even though the team approaches each game one at a time, it certainly helps knowing that most of the games in the second half of the season will be right here on home territory.
The Patriots have four division games left, including Sunday's matchup against the Bills. Five of the next eight games will be at Gillette Stadium, something that makes the players sigh a bit of relief.
Those flights are bad, brutal, obviously, but glad we got them out of the way. Now we're just looking forward to every week, every game from here on out.
The Patriots hold a pretty solid record at home. Ever since the stadium opened in 2002, they've had more home wins than any other NFL team. Lately, we've seen that this team has a way of putting the pedal to the metal when they need to. Like in Week 4 against the Bills, they were down 21-7 halfway through the third quarter, but came back in a crushing fashion to win it 52-28. So what is it that suddenly clicks, whether it's the second half of the season or the second half of a game?
Well, I think everybody clicked. I think the defense clicked. I think the special teams clicked. I think everything does, and it's complimentary football and capitalizing on turnovers and we didn't play very well in the first half, so we're down 21-7, and it was a little bit of an adverse situation for us, and we found a way to kind of dig ourselves out of it, and hopefully we don't have to dig ourselves out of it this week.
You might think it would be nice to come off a bye week and face an opponent that you've already seen once this season, but if you ask Deion Branch...
No, you can't say that. I think every game is different. Every situation is totally different. We know what we have at task. What's in front of us right now is a big division game. We both know each other. The thing is, they've been playing. So we got to get back in the groove of things, and we don't have that much time.
And getting back in the groove of things has seemed to be a smooth transition from what we've heard in the locker room. And the time off isn't only good for the body, but also for the mind. Last week gave players a chance to reflect and evaluate their play in the first half of the season and find ways to build on it in the second half.
The biggest thing is just grow from the mistakes that we made. You know, eliminate the big plays. That's number one. To be a successful secondary, you can't give up big plays in the passing game. And that's one thing that we need to focus on and try to eliminate.
There are some things that we've done well enough to have ourselves sitting at 5-3, but I think there are a lot of things that we can improve upon. There's a lot of room for improvement, and I think that it's key that we focus on those things here second half of the season.
The Patriots are 10-0 against the Bills at Gillette Stadium, but they can't do it alone. Matthew Slater said this week that the 12th man knows what time of year it is and expects a good home crowd here on Sunday. That's going to do it for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.